Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kristen. I'm the supervisor here today, and how may I help you?
Hi. The girl just transferred the call to you. The thing is, I saw some charges on my credit card, which I do not recognize. And the charges, actually, I was billed on that on the, 11-5.
Okay, so let me do this because I am having to get an account located for you. Well, the representative that you spoke with did transfer an account, but I am having to make sure that she did transfer the correct account. Can you please verify your name and your shipping address, please?
Yeah, the name is Wilson Batu, shipping address 2977 North Jerusalem Road in New York.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's see.
Since you're telling me that it is something like a Wi-Fi booster, and I do not need, did not need a Wi-Fi booster because my house is properly Wi-Fi'd, you know, unless it is some company that I had ordered one cable box once from Verizon, and I do not remember that being as a Wi-Fi booster.
Okay, let's take a look. So I'm just trying to get everything pulled up for you to see what's going on here.
Sure.
Okay, so, move slow. Okay, so I did locate an account, and looking at this account, I'm seeing that it looks like the Consumer Direct Savings Club was signed up for. So what I'm showing is they were offering a free welcoming gift, which was a free Wi-Fi booster for enrolling in the Consumer Direct Savings Store. So I see that at that time, I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah, at that time.
Go ahead.
Sorry. But at that time, I'm seeing that they did send the free Wi-Fi booster, and you pay just the shipping and handling, the $7.95 to receive it. But the monthly membership for the Consumer Direct Savings Store is going to be the $56.95. And what that comes with, it does include where they send you each month a gift voucher for $125 to use towards the factory direct savings store.
Oh, okay. I got the point now. I do not need this. I do not need extra to pay $56.95. And where may I return that Wi-Fi booster to? I would like to cancel that order.
Okay.
Because it said it was free. I said, okay, send it to me.
Okay, so let's take a look here. All right, so now we have gone ahead and canceled the account for you. So that is going to prevent there being any future charges of any kind. Now, what I can do, we're not allowed to accept the Wi-Fi booster return, being that that was a free gift that is yours to keep. What I can do in regards to the charge, now, I'm not saying that when you signed up for that free gift that you read the terms, but I do know the only way that the shipping and handling would process is if those terms were agreed to. So that would that would validate that charge. But what I can offer to do to try to help you with this today, sir, is I can offer a 50% refund on the $56.95 for you.
So that would be like a $28 and change. Now, what would the thing that entitled me to? To keep the Wi-Fi booster, which I don't need, Or can you give me the address where I can return it to them?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. We do not accept returns, sir.
I'm sure you don't. But I mean, that company who asked you to ship it, can I return it to them?
No, sir. That's what I'm saying. The warehouse that ships those out is Outbound Warehouse only, because they don't accept returns of any kind. Being that it's a free gift, that would just be yours to keep, because you didn't pay for that Wi-Fi booster. All you paid was the shipping and handling charge. The charge for the $56, that is for the membership to that consumer direct savings store that you were signing up for.
I see. I get your point. And there is no way, I mean, even if I cancel that membership, there is no way I could get my $56.95 back. Is that correct?
Okay. So what I've done is we have canceled, because this would have been a monthly membership. By us canceling, that's going to prevent there being any future charges of any kind. But what I can do on this current charge, being that the terms were agreed to at the time of sign up, I can do the 50% refund, and that's going to be for the $56.95.
Okay, so that's a $28.45, something like that.
$28.48, correct?
Yeah, correct. I mean, it's easy. Okay, now. I don't know what the heck I'm going to do with that. I mean, I've been tricked into doing something. It is a scam. However, it's not your fault, and I don't blame you for that. However, please do cancel my membership, and I lost $28. That's all.
All right, so let me give you a confirmation number, sir. This shows that the account was canceled and that your refund was processed. And just so you know, the refund would go back to your card, and you should see that reflect within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, now, Miss, there was actually some other, unauthorized activity which my bank alerted me to. So they have canceled this particular credit card anyway. So how would I get the refund to that?
Okay, so let me ask you this. So has this charge been disputed, sir?
This charge has been what?
Have you disputed the charge with your card company?
No, I have not yet, because I tried to cut this in, do that, but I said, let me first confirm, because, in case I have forgotten something, I wanted to know. That's why I did not this thing. Can I dispute it with my card company?
Let's see. All right, hold on 1 second, sir.
Sure.
All right, so now the refund would still go back to your card, sir. That's just going to prevent them from placing any further charges on that card. But what I am being told is, all right, so what we can do here is, and I am notating that I did speak with you on the account today.
Mm-hmm.
And being that you have already spoken to your card company, What we can do, I've already processed the 50%, okay? So that's going to go back to your card. But if you give us a call with your card company on the line, once they verify with us that this charge has not been disputed, then we can go ahead and assist you with getting the remaining 50% refunded for you as well.
Okay. So I have to call my credit card company and ask